It says in verse 35 in Matthew Gospel, and they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lot, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted his garments among them, and upon his vestures, his vesture, did they cast lot. And sitting down, they watched him there. Set up over his head, his accusation written. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. And if you notice that they went to Pilate and said, we want to change that. He said he's the King of the Jews. But Pilate said, what I have written, I've written. And they brought many, they accused him of many things that he was not guilty of. Right. And the Bible says he opened not his mouth. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
I trust that I have your attention, because remember, our subject says a new race.
All right.
A new kind of man. It says, and this is what they said, skipping, verse 43. He trusts in God. Let him deliver him now. What they didn't know, he was going to deliver him for sure. But they say he trusts in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I'm the Son of God. And they was upset because he said he was the Son of God. Then Jesus said on one occasion in the Gospel of John, if I do not the works, then don't believe me. But if I do the works of God, believe me for the work's sake. Didn't he say it? But they say he said he's the Son of God. He said, the thieves also which was crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. In other words, there was a thief on the cross. He said the same thing that they were saying. Now, from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why have thou forsaken me? What happened? In those moments that Jesus cried out and asked the question, God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? That very moment, are you listening?
Yeah.
He accepted, he was our sacrificial lamb. He took our place to offer himself up for your sin, for my sin, for all the stuff you still struggling with trying to handle, he's already dealt with. Y'all let me, I'm going to talk to you a little while this morning. A new can't be old, and old can't be new. And the scripture declares, do you believe the word? Therefore, if anyone, any man, be in Christ, he is a new creature. And when Jesus became sin at that moment, he ceased to be the Son of God. For 3 days, he was not the Son of God. That relationship was broken, selfish. He became the sacrificial lamb. He became the offering of the offering for sin that no one else had what it take to pay. He became the offering for sickness. No one else had what it takes. He became the offering for weakness. No one else had what it takes to set you free from it. He became the offering for failure. Nobody else had what it takes to free yourself from it. At that moment, divine justice said, that's the sacrifice I'm looking for. That's what will pay the price to redeem man from his infirmity, from his weakness, and from his failure. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I will accept as being the total sacrifice to pay the price that will free man from his sins. Anybody? So he stayed in that place approximately 3 days, the Bible says. And I won't take time to read Mark's account. If you can put that up, be fine. 16:1. Mark says, and when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spice that they might come and anoint him. Look, and what very early in the morning, the first day of the week. What day is first day of the week? Sunday. Early in the morning, what first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre. At the rising of the sun, that means I was out this morning in the office and I saw the sun come up. You know, I could see it coming up over the trees. So it was early in the morning at sunrise, because the same sun is still coming up. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away. It was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment or robe. And they was frightened. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was what? Crucified, he is risen. You know why it was so hard for them to get to believe that he was risen?